Welcome back to TechNet Radio. In today's Windows Azure Virtual Machine how-to video, Young Cho shows us how to customize your virtual machine through load balancing as well as how to make it highly available. Tune in as Young walks us through configuration and setup. Young, the mic is yours.
Hi, welcome to another episode of Virtually Speaking. This is Young Cho, Technology Evangelist at Microsoft. In this episode, we are going to customize the front end. In other words, we're going to make it load balanced and also highly available. And it's very easy to do in Windows Azure. You don't need to have any specialized skill set. You just need to kind of know a little bit about the networking. And then you can go through the wizards and basically click, 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 and you can get it down. Let me show you how you can do it.
All right, in this presentation, I'm going to show you how you can load balance your virtual machines. At this time, I have one virtual machine, FE1, that is currently running. And what I am going to do is I'm going to create additional virtual machines and then load balance them. Later, I will create another set of virtual machine and I will show you how you can create availability set. At this time, for this particular virtual machine, it's running, but you notice, you look at cloud services, there isn't any cloud service exists. In reality, when you create a virtual machine, there's actually a cloud service behind the scene that's been created for you. When you have multiple virtual machines, you can manage them as a cloud service. So at that time, that cloud service will show up. So what I will do now is I am going to create additional virtual machine. And then once we finish that, you will see the cloud service show up. So I'm going to create a server 2012 machine. I'm going to call it FE2 and a password. I want to use extra small one just for demo, and I want to connect it to an existing virtual machine, which is the one I have created already, FE1, the front end one, and I want to use the storage account, and I'm going to do next. I'm going to OK that. So it's create a virtual machine for me. And it's in the same network with FE1. Once I have created the second one connected to the first one, you will see a cloud service show up. I am going to let this run for a minute or two, and then when they finish, I will come back. Whoop! As a matter of fact, you see the cloud service already. Okay, this cloud service is called FE1. It's actually created when we create the FE1 virtual machine. But it shows up when we add additional virtual machine. It's kind of interesting. It took about 5 minutes to create the virtual machine. And so at this time we have two connected with each other. I want to create another one, so we're going to have three virtual machines and we're going to load balance them. So I'm going to go through the routine again and just create an additional server 2012 engine, and I'm going to call it FE3 for this one. Again, extra small just for the demo. Next, and I want to connect it to FE1. Specify the storage account. Do next and OK. It's going to take another 5-6 minutes. Great. So now we have three virtual machines up and running, and they are all connected to one another. In other words, we put these three virtual machines in the same network so they see each other. What we want to do now is to load balance these three virtual machines. To do that, let's go to the first virtual machine. We're going to click Add Endpoint. We want to add an endpoint to the front end one. we give it a name. We're going to call it front end dash load balance protocol. We're going to use TCP so we can send HTTP traffic. We're going to use the same port 80 that's coming in for HTTP traffic, 80 as well. Okay, that. And we're going to use 80 for the load balancing. It took about 3-4 minutes and it finished. So at this time, if we want to remote desktop into this FE1 machine, we go through port 33890 from the internet. But for HTTP traffic, we go to port 80. All right, so let's go back to our front end too. And we're going to add endpoints. We're going to add load balancing traffic on an existing endpoint. We're going to select this load balancing port 80 configuration. Next, give it a name, call front end load balance 80. Okay. That's another 3-4 minutes and we finish. For FE2, this particular virtual machine, I will use port 51783 to remote desktop. For FE3, let's go ahead and add an endpoint. We're going to use the load balance configuration for port 80. And we're going to call it the same thing. It's going to FE3-load balance in port 80. Okay, that. This is going to take a few minutes. I'm going to let it run. Great, we finished. This is front end 3 machine. That's the configuration. If we RDP into the machine, we will use port 54071 from the internet. For HTTP traffic, it will go through the load balancing configuration. Go back to look at our virtual machines. Here's FE1, FE2, FE3. We have 3 running virtual machines, and if we look at individually, now you see the statistics and other information. If you look at the endpoints, then you will see, all right, it is load balanced on port 80. So all the HTTP traffic will go through our load balancer that we just configured. That's for FE1. Let's look at FE2. The same thing. It's the same set and they're load balanced. For FE3, port 80, load balanced. The same configuration. So all these 3 virtual machines, they are load balanced on port 80. And we just create that in a few minutes, about 15 minutes. And without any specialized hardware that I need, nothing I need other than internet access, Windows Azure subscription, and you know how to click your mouse. And I was able to create a load balanced environment just in a few minutes. That's the beauty of cloud computing. Next, I'm going to show you how you can create availability set. Now, before we create availability set of the virtual machines, I want to bring you to this website. You can go to aka.ms, that's also known as Microsoft, /WAFDUD, stands for Windows Azure Fault Domain Upgrade Domain. Windows Azure Fault Domain Upgrade Domain. And you will come to this page, where I talk about the concept of fault domain and upgrade domain. Fault domain basically is a single point of failure. So when we deploy virtual machine for you in Microsoft Data Center, we have this concept of a fault domain. So we want to make sure you don't have a single point of failure when you have multiple instances. If you have just one single instance, then this does not apply. When you have multiple instances, we will make sure that you have multiple fault domain. Upgrade domain is another logical construct to make sure when you update, that you won't have downtime. So these are very important concepts. Highly, highly recommend you to read through this blog post and get some idea. Because when we create high availability sets, it is applying these concepts. Now, when you have multiple instances of your application, multiple instances, I mean multiple virtual machines, you can manage their availability using availability sets. Basically, you put your virtual machine in an availability set and then they become highly available. Here's how you do it. To start from scratch, I am going to again create new virtual machines. Right from gallery, again, I'm going to pick 2012 as an example. Call it the node 1. Use extra small again just for demonstration. Right, the first one I'm going to do standalone, and it's going to be node 1. How about N1? 10. Okay, N10 is good. I'm going to pick far. Next. Here I can actually create an availability set and give it a name. Or I can do it later. Many times you deploy a number of virtual machines and you go back and configure it. That's what I'm going to show you. So I'm going to create this virtual machine without creating an availability set at this time. I'm going to OK that. The first virtual machine, node 1, just got created. Let's add another one. 2012, next. This time I'm going to call it node 2. And password. Extra small just for demo. I want to connect to node 1. And I'm going to use the storage account, the same storage account. And I'll do next. And again, I can create availability set here, but I'm going to just create a virtual machine and later come back add an availability set. So I'm going to OK that. This is going to be another few minutes. So I'm going to pause the recording and come back in a minute. So that was a few minutes and you finished creating node 2. So we have node 1 and then we have node 2. Now if we look at the virtual machine, they both has the same production URL, n10.cloudapp.net. This is because we connect them and they are actually in one cloud service. When we first create the first node, it creates this cloud service for us. When you create a virtual machine, there's a cloud service behind the scene to manage that production URL for you. And only when you add additional virtual machine, that service will show up. To make this an availability set, let's click node 1. When we did the endpoint, that's where we load balance the virtual machine. We use endpoint. And we can also use endpoint to change the different ports that we can access the virtual machine. If you click configure, that's where you can set the availability set. So I'm create availability set and I'm going to call it HV123. So we finished. It create the availability set for us. It took about 3 minutes. Let's look at the node 2. For configuration, we can say we want to select availability set and we're going to select the one we just created. And we're going to save it. It's going through an update process. So for 5-6 minutes, it added node 2 into this availability set. Now I have two nodes in it. If you look at the node 1 in configuration, it's the same thing. That's the high availability set that we have just created. Let's go back to the virtual machine view Okay. All right, here we have our Note 1 and Note 2. They both have the same production URL because they are in the same cloud service, N10. And N10 was created when we created the first virtual machine. The important thing is I was able to go to Windows Azure and load balance my virtual machines and create availability set without involving any hardware other than I have a laptop with internet access, authenticate into my Windows Azure account, create virtual machines all just with mouse clicks. And I was able to load balance virtual machine and create availability set. That is the power of cloud computing. That is what Windows Azure IaaS solution provides you.
All right, that was easy, was it not? Without any hardware in place, you can just go to the cloud and click, 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 and configure load balancing and high availability set in Windows Azure. I hope you enjoyed that. In next episode, we're going to show you how you can configure the backend, the SQL Server. I see you next time.